So tonight I want to talk a little bit about depression. And because I suffer with depression, and most of the time it's seasonal, like during the holidays, I get really depressed because my family don't get together like we used to. And when my grandmother was alive, we already knew. Every holiday, I don't care what plans you had, you're going to grandma's house first, or you're going to do whatever you want to do early, but you better get to grandma's house. It was a given. So when, she passed away, I kind of knew that it was going to kind of fall apart. And then my cousin passed away, and she was the life of the party. She wasn't but 4'11", but she was spunky, and she was always, it was always a good time. It was always a great time, jokes, and and I honestly think that we don't get together because when you don't feel that closeness, the loss isn't so great. And we kind of have that, keep them in your memory, and they make you feel like they're still there with you. So, I get depressed around the holidays, and I wanted to do this show because I know that I'm not the only one. I get up, I go to work every day, I could go out, I could have a good time, and I could laugh and joke and have a good time. But I have bad days sometimes. I have really bad days sometimes where, I'm just sad. And I know there's a lot of people out there that go through that during the holidays. And, for the people that's out there that's listening, if that's you, you're not by yourself. But it's just a passing moment that, is coming, and you're going to get through it. So, and it's like this year, last year I really had a hard time. But I just got through it. I just lounged around the house, didn't do much. The girlfriends I was hanging out with, they had their own stuff going on, and I didn't want to poop their party, so I kind of stayed home. And this year it was like I felt it coming on. It's like I felt it, and I fought it, and I fought it, and I tried. But I had some good days, and I had some bad days. But I have a purpose now. I have people that depend on hearing me and asking me, when's the next show? I listen to you all the time, so I sit there and I say, you know what? I have a purpose now. And yes, I might be alone on the holidays, or yes, I would prefer to have my family around, but my life is changing. I'm doing things I've never done before. I'm just jumping out there and trying new things. I'm planning different, businesses that I want to start and crafts that I want to do. So it's just a different time. But it still hurts inside, and it's still lingering in that little sadness that's inside. And I just want people to know you're not by yourself. You're not. And I don't want anybody to feel like it's only you. Like, why do I have to go through this? Or why am I going through this? Everybody else is so happy and content and doing what their heart desires, and they look so happy and in love, and you don't know what they're feeling when they go behind closed doors. So I'm that person. When I'm out and I'm around other people, nobody would ever know what I go through when I'm home alone. Because I wear that mask. I put that mask on. And because I feel like positive energy is a strong energy. Negative energy is a strong energy. And I just feel like I don't want to push my negative energy onto other people when we're out having a good time. Now, I don't hide or shy away from my sadness. I let people know when the time is right, 'cause you can't bombard people with your emotions just because you want to talk. It's not fair. You have to ask them, do you want to listen to this? Or can you listen to me? I need somebody to talk to. But to just feel some kind of way and unload on someone, it's not fair to them. And so I put my mask on because if it's a upbeat day or, we're just having a good time, that's not the time. That's not the time to have that discussion. And that's the beautiful thing is one of my girlfriends, she saw it, and we had fun and we had a good time and everything. And she called me the next day. She was like, I caught you for a minute. You okay? And we had a long talk, but that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be consensual. When you're unloading your negative energy and your depressive mode and mood, and when you're feeling down and want to vent and want to unload, you have to be considerate. You have to be considerate of who you're unloading on and ask them, is it okay for me to talk about this right now? Can you handle this right now? If you can't, I can wait or find someone else to talk to. But you don't want to unload just to unload. But on the flip side of that, when you see somebody that looks sad, looks depressed, look like they're not having a good day, be that person when you feel up to it to reach out to that person and say, "Hey, are you okay? Hey, do you need to talk?" I had a situation and it bothers me because I had a really good friend and, they reached out to me a couple of times and I felt something was off. It's like I felt something was off, but it was a guy. So, men don't really express their emotions and their issues and what they're going through like women do. So I really didn't think anything of it, but I did have like a weird like feeling. Like it just felt off to me. But I really didn't pay any attention because it wasn't somebody that I talked to on the regular basis. We were sporadic, so they would reach out once in a blue moon and call. So it wasn't like I was in constant contact, but it was something a little off. And that actually ended up taking their life. And it's a person that suffers with depression, but not that, to that extreme. I know what the sadness feels like. So if somebody does ask you, or if somebody is venting, listen for a little while, or then maybe say, "Hey, you know what? Let's do lunch tomorrow." If you're really not up to hearing it, or you're really not in a place to be what they need you to be in that moment. But follow up, follow through, say, "You know what? Let's do lunch tomorrow. Let's do coffee first thing in the morning." Or if someone comes to you and they want to talk, if you can handle it, listen. Take the time out and listen. Take the time to show somebody that, "Hey, I care. Are you okay? What's going on? Do you want to talk about it?" It's just We get so wrapped up in thinking that everybody is hard. And, especially in the African American community, we think we're Teflon. Like we just feel like we could take on the world. And it gets hard. It gets hard sometimes. And we have to put that mask on and we have to hide behind, this toughness because that's what we're used to. But we got to get to the point where we say it's okay not to be okay. Like, at what point are we going to get to say we go through so much every single day at home, at work, with the kids, with the spouse, with the parents, with the friends, with the boyfriend? We go through so much. And we have to live with our history. We have to live with our past. We have to live with how people perceive us. We have to live with what people think about us. We have to worry about what we look like because we don't look like everybody else. It's a lot to take on, and everybody is not built like that. You have people, some people that really don't give a flying sugar honey iced tea. But then you have those people that pretend that they don't give a heck about anything, and it's not true. And then you have those people that downright cannot handle it. But if you are around somebody, even if you're not friends, even if you're not close, if it's a coworker, if it's a coworker, just to say hi, let's have a cup of coffee, crack a joke, just help them with their work, just give them any little inkling that there's hope, that someone cares, it will make a world of difference. I read, who was it that Dennis Rodman, I read the other day, Dennis Rodman said that he had contemplated suicide and a song saved him. I can't remember the group, but I know he said it was a song. So it just goes to show you just never know what someone is going through. And then you look at how many wealthy people have committed suicide that have it all. And they're still not happy. So if you have somebody that has the world at their fingertips and can do and have whatever they want, and they still not happy, and they still depressed and going through stuff, think about the average person that is trying to make it paycheck to paycheck, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Trying to get the kids to the daycare at the same time, trying to get to work on time. No, they don't have no more sick leave and the baby's sick. And they have to take off and they doing it all by themselves and they got to do everything all alone and they don't have money to do it and they don't have money to take care of themselves. They don't have money to put a steak on the table. They got to eat Spam. So if the person that lives that day-to-day life is pretending to be strong, but you have another person that have all this money in the world that they could hire anybody, do whatever, and they are going through it. So we have to learn to say, you know what? It's okay not to be okay, especially our men. Stop dogging our men. They deal with so much already. Be there, be their son, be their peace. And it's like it's easier said than done, but we gotta realize that they are human too. Just because they're raised not to show their emotions doesn't mean that they don't have them. They have emotions just like we do. We let ours out. We're emotional. We let it out and we say what we feel and we do what we feel and we let you know you did this to me, you did that to me. Most of the time, a person can do something to a male and they won't even say anything about it. They just brush it off. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't bother them. So we have to stop thinking that we're Teflon and that we're bulletproof and that we will not break. We got to get to the point where it's okay. You know, it's so hard to keep trying to carry around this burden of being strong, this burden of burden that I could do it all. I could be Superwoman. And no, like, we don't have to do that. We don't have to be that. And that's why we need to start being there for each other a little more. Even if you don't have to be best friends, it's a conversation. A conversation in passing can change someone's life. A smile can change someone's life. A compliment can change someone's life. All I'm saying is, let's be kinder to one another. Let's be better. Let's treat each other better. Let's be more friendly, more loving, more accepting, so that we can all be better emotionally, so that we can all begin to let that burden off of our shoulders and let our guard down a little bit and live a little bit. So, you know, it's like it's both sides. So, saying is, it's the holiday season. It's hard for some people. If you know you have a big family and you have a big gathering and you know somebody is in a city by themselves and don't have any family in the area, invite them over. Invite them over to come celebrate the holidays with you. Lend, put extend a branch to somebody that may not be in a good space. It may change everything, change their outlook, change everything about what they're going through. And even if it doesn't change it long term, it changed it for a moment. So let's just be mindful of that as we're going into the holidays and we're going into the new year. Be on the lookout for those people that are not okay. And just do one thing. You don't have to save them. Just do one thing. Say hello. Smile. Give them a compliment. Help them at work. Help them do something at work. Assist them doing something. Anything that you could possibly do to make a difference in someone's life that you know or you suspect may be going through something is one step greater than anything of not doing anything. So, you know, I hope that everybody have a safe and prosperous and happy, loving holiday. And for those of us, including me, that will be probably spending the holidays alone, let's do a Zoom meeting. And we could sip some eggnog together and sing Christmas carols. How about that? If you want to do a Zoom meeting and let's have a little Christmas cheer for all the people that may be home alone for Christmas, hit me up at takemylifeto10@gmail.com and we can make it happen. So you're not alone. Just know you're not alone. And if I can't be there through Zoom, I am with you in spirit. And we gonna get through this, and we gonna come out better on the other side. So be blessed. Have a great holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. And any other celebration that you do for the holidays. Love you all, and I will see you next week. Take My Life to 10, Fridays at 7 p.m. Be blessed, be safe, and I'll see you on the flip side.